big happenings this weekend.
The Southeast Alaska State Fair kicks off the season with the Spring Fling this weekend, and news of local representative Bill Thomas. Those stories and more up next. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jessica Plakta, filling in for Tara Bicknell. Dina Stout, Exhibit and Vendor Manager and Assistant to the Director for the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
It's the end of our month-long membership drive, and we will be celebrating it with a dinner and a concert.
There will be a barbecue dinner at the Klondike Bar, Haynes Brew on tap, and a local singer-songwriter performing.
There is terrific entertainment. We have our very own Nicole Edwards performing live at 7 o'clock, and the meal starts at 6 in Harriet Hall.
Stout says the signs helping Haynes visitors find the fairgrounds are not yet up for the season. She describes the two routes into Dalton City and the fairgrounds.
One would be the right turn where the propane place is, and then you'd follow that road and then take the first left, and that would take you to the fairgrounds. Or you could go down about another quarter of a mile, then you would turn to the right, and that would take you up there as well.
The fair is just wrapping up its annual membership drive.
It's going extremely well. We've set the membership forms up online now at our website, which is www.seekfair.org, which is SEAKFAIR.org. And you can become a member, and we have PayPal now, so it's very easy to do. Or if you wish to become a member at the Spring Fling, you may just bring your checkbook and we'll sign you up there.
The Spring Fling is the first of multiple events hosted by the Southeast Alaska State Fair. The fair charges admission to the events to help offset costs. Members pay lower admission than non-members.
If you are a member, the meal is free and the concert is $5. If you're not a member, then the meal is $5 and the concert is $10.
Following the Spring Fling will be Beer Fest, the annual homebrew festival, which has been growing in attendance each year. Beer Fest will be Memorial Day weekend. It includes a gourmet beer banquet dinner, followed by a craft beer and homebrew festival at the fairgrounds, with live music for entertainment. Stout says tickets for the gourmet dinner are going fast.
The dinner is on the evening of the 28th, and the beer festival itself is on Saturday, the 29th.
The Southeast Alaska State Fair itself will be July 29th to August 1st. Headliners include a wide variety of musical acts, from Inuit funk to rockabilly to hip-hop. Visual acts include a unique acrobatic hoop dancer and juggling kung fu masters from Port Townsend at the southern end of the Inside Passage. This year, the fair will have a one-gate pass ticket covering all events. Volunteers are always needed, says Stout.
Never too early. Just give me a call at 766-2476 and I'll put you on the list. And I do also have vendor booths available. That's always a good thing to be thinking about now. Exhibits are already being worked on, I'm sure, as we speak. You know, all the knitting and the quilting and the kids' projects, all those things are happening.
The legislature's capital budget supports hydroelectric and power line projects for Prince of Wales Island, Cake, Metlakatla, Haynes, and Skagway, among others. Representative Bill Thomas says that was a top priority for his district, which includes those areas plus Angoon, Hoonah, Yakutat, and Gustavus.
We got funding for Heidelberg to continue with their hydro there at Reynolds Creek. There's a capital budget right now, $50 million, to do renewable energies in Alaska, and there was a proportionate share for Southeast, and they covered all, a gamut of all kinds of projects. But when you look at those, it's kind of exciting that some of the villages will continue to get renewable energy.
The Haynes Republican spent the two-year session as vice chairman of the House Finance Committee. He knows the panel's capital budget is undergoing scrutiny from Governor Sean Parnell. Vetoes are expected, but Thomas says all his district's projects should stay.
We don't put them in there just to spend money. Most of ours are trying to create jobs at the local level.
That includes $3.2 million towards a vocational education center for Klawock near Craig and $2 million for Klukwan to purchase a dock in nearby Haynes.
The village of Klukwan requested using cruise ship vessel tax for purchasing of the dock here in Haynes. Develop their tourism here, which everybody felt it, that reviewed it, felt it was felt right in line with what their goals are.
Thomas also worked on development of the state's operating budget with a focus on the ferry system. He says it got what it needed to continue the current sailing schedule with some expansion in the southwest part of the state. Outside the budget process, he authored a successful bill on licensing criteria for optometrists.
We passed an optometrist bill a couple of years ago trying to expand the prescription authority of optometrists, which would help rural Alaska. This year we just closed it, so if you didn't have the credentials and qualifications, then you couldn't practice up here unless you went to the colleges that gave the authorities that the Board of Optometry laid out.
Thomas worked on extending the state's Salmon Product Development Tax Credit Program, and he succeeded in pushing through a bill addressing military deployment and child custody disputes.
That measure is to take care of, and we're concerned about the mental stability of the soldier, man, woman, when they're deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, and they're in the middle of a child custody battle.
He says the bill, co-sponsored by half the legislature, keeps the focus on the child's best interests, but he says it instructs the court system to expedite custody hearings when needed.
If I'm going, let's say I'm going to Iraq in 90 days, and I can tell a judge I'm leaving, he will then have to move the hearing up to the time that I'm here, rather than have the hearing while I'm gone.
Thomas also played a role in the cruise ship head tax debate. He supported reducing the fee, but opposed provisions giving more money to Juneau and Ketchikan. The towns get the most traffic, but also levy their own fees. Thomas couldn't keep that provision from being included in the final bill. He was also unable to push through student loan reimbursement legislation that was among his session priorities. Thomas is finishing his sixth year in the legislature. He's filed to seek another term. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The Haines Dolphins are done swimming for the season. Kids, staff, and coaches ended the year with a pool party and awards banquet. Head Haines Dolphins swim coach Steve Vick gives a season wrap-up and reflects on the larger meaning that swim training can bring to kids' lives.
We really focus on life skills like sportsmanship, fair play, leadership qualities, goal setting. So we're really trying to develop not just swimmers but citizens.
Up to 90 Haines youth swam with the Dolphins this year, many of whom are younger members.
One of the things we tried to do this year was to make it more of a community team or maybe an after-school program of some type where kids go to swim practice after school. And swimming is available 8 months a year for that.
Besides daily after-school practices and regular meets, there's one meet especially important for Haines.
One of our highlights was also the meet that we host, which is the Winter Games in January, was the largest meet we've ever hosted. Gosh, I want to say it was 120 kids that came to that meet. That was really exciting.
Vic said Haines Dolphin Blake Hamilton really stood out this year.
He had goals from the beginning of the year in his head. I'm doing this time. He was training at JOs, which is the Junior Olympics. That's the state championship meet. Blake swam the 200 back. He did a 2:01, 2 minutes, 1 second for the 200-yard back. Second place in the state. Blake tends to like these distance events. And the things that most people steer away from, Blake's like, oh, I'll try that. He's going to have college prospects if he wants to go that route.
Jackie St. Clair, Keegan Sundberg, Kai Settle-Franks, and Casey Bradford also earned praise from Vic among the senior swimmers. Members of each squad of Haines Dolphins earn awards for sportsmanship, spirit, improvement, male and female swimmer of the year, team leader, and Iron Dolphin.
That's kind of a toughness award. At that time, I think it was Jordan Piper had broken her wrist and still came to practice and would still work out. She had the soft cast on there and she would kick and she would do all this stuff and then ended up going to a meet a week after she got the cast off and got best times. And so we initiated the Iron Dolphin Award then. And every year someone gets that award for going above and beyond or having the courage to try a new event or just for doing that little bit extra.
Coach Vic says everyone improved this year, both individually and as a team.
So our female swimmer of the year for the C squad was Haley Sweet Cushing, and the male was James Willard. Our B squad swimmers of the year were Lyric Wiggins and Nicholas Makoviak. Our A squad was Dylan Palmieri and Tulsi Zanhau. And then silver and gold. Kind of went the traditional route, and that was Jackie St. Clair and Blake Hamilton, our two older kids that have great attitudes, come to practice, and work hard. Our team leader this year was Casey Bradford. And our Iron Dolphin, for the first time, the Iron Dolphin, which I just explained, was a kind of this above and beyond, taking on extra things. It's typically a silver or gold. Our upper level swimmers will get that award. And this year it went to a B-squad swimmer. It went to Sky Posey, who, 8 years old, but she's just a little firecracker. Wants to swim butterfly all the time. Swam 130 lengths in the swimathon. Raised the most money in the swimathon. Always comes to practice. And comes in, she's like, I'm here to swim.
The lessons in team building aren't just for kids. Vic explains.
We try to set the team example within the coaching staff so that the team understands how teams work. You work with each other. You cover for each other. You support each other. So I think we're getting that throughout with coaches and the board and coaches and coaches and the kids and the kids and just everything throughout is it's going really smooth.
Steve Vick will return next year as head coach for the Haynes Dolphin swim team. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Jessica Plakta. Thanks to Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld.